Okay, we're continuing in Simen Reish Samaches Sifches. Okay, we're finished with Vayechulu. And now we continue what's after Vayechulu. Va'omer Shliach Tzibur Brocha Achas Me'ein Sheva. And then the Chazan says one bracha, an abridgment of seven. That's the bracha of Mogen Avos Bidvaro. So, as you see, Mogen Avos Bidvaro, that corresponds to the bracha of Mogen Avraham. V'chaye Meisim B'mamaro compares to V'chaye Meisim. Hakel HaKadosh Ein Kamo, that compares to Hakel HaKadosh. Haminiach Lamo B'yom Shabbos Kadsho, etc. That compares to Ritzeno, the main part of the middle bracha. Lefun of Navod B'yira V'facha, that corresponds to Ritzei, which is Avoda. V'noda Lishmo, we give thanks to your name, that parallels Modim. Adon HaShalom fits into Sim Shalom. And you end off Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's the abridged version of the seven brachas. Vein HaYachid Omer also. An individual does not say it when he davens alone. It was not established for individuals, only established for those in a shul, in a place where the shul davens, and there's danger, as we'll see, and therefore that doesn't apply to an individual. Says the Ramah, Miu im HaYachid Rotzeh Lahachmir La'atzmo, if an individual wants to be strict on himself, Yachid Omer below Psich V'lo Chasim, he can say without the beginning, without the end, in other words, without saying Hashem's name. You could just start from the words Magen Avos. Okay. And you just don't say that last bracha. So, and you don't say Baruch Hashem. So you could say that. I mean, it's not saying Hashem's name. So there'd be no reason why not to say that. And that is brought to you. Okay. Where's the rest of the Ramah? Where's the rest of the Ramah? It got lost. It's the hardest safer to follow. Oh, I'm going to go over here. And so does the congregation says La Omra Im Shliach Tzibur below Psicha V'chasimo. And so the Tzibur has the custom to say it with the Chazan, without the Psicha and the Chasima. That we definitely don't do. All right. All right. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Cotton Chof. One bracha me'ein sheva. Umash Hashlich Hatzibur Omer Achar Tfila. This is where the Chazan says Baruch Hashem Kemo Cholom, etc. Konei Shemayim Vaaretz. All right, that's the beginning part. He says that, and it goes on. All right, so that's what he's saying over here. But that paragraph nobody says besides the Chazan. But then afterwards, Magen Avos. See, that continues on. So, that goes on for two more paragraphs. There's three paragraphs over there. Right? Sorry, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Magen Avos, and then Elokeinu V'Avoseinu. Right? So, okay, that first paragraph you can't say because it has Baruch Atah Hashem in that. And the last paragraph, you can't say the part that says Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Okay? So that's kind of what you have. That's what the Ramah is saying, that the individual, the congregation can say it without the beginning, without the end. That's right. So we don't say the first paragraph. We don't say the last paragraph. We only say that middle paragraph of these three paragraphs. That's what he's saying. Okay? Now, even though the question is, what's going on over here? We never do any, this. So what, this is like a pseudo Chazor Sashatz. And the question is, well, we never have that a whole year long. During the week, we don't do any type of chazar shots. So why are we so particular over here? So Mishpah is going to explain. Niskana, this was established in Sakonis Vazikin because the dangers of demons. Why? Shabbatek Nish Shalham HaYibah said that their shuls were in the fields. outside the city where there are no homes, and it was likely there could be danger. And on Shabbos, they all went to shul. And there are sometimes people come late to shul, and they're starting late davening. The congregation finishes before the guy who's late is finished. There'll be a few individuals left in the shul in the field. Therefore, tiknu bracha, so they establish his bracha, kidei sheba'ot shleach tzibur marach ba. So while the shleach tzibur is extending the davening, yisaymu gam hem tefilasam, they too will finish their davening, which is not in the case in the weekday, where the people who are late would not go to shul, but they would daven in their homes alone. In other words, on Shabbos, the guy said, and you have that. You have it during the week. Even though people may not go to Minyan for Marv during the week, more people will make it their business to come Friday night. That's the idea. The Gama Eden, and nowadays, even though there's no concern, we don't have shuls in the fields, Lo Zaza Takana Mimkoma, that established thing has not left its place. Okay. Sifkan Chavalov. So then, an individual who says, or is this the congregation, individual wants to say this one, do it without the beginning, without the end. Just say the middle paragraph. Ubloch Hasima. V'hainu Shemaskol Magen Avos. Start from Magen Avos. You don't start Baruch Atah Hashem with that Koneshma words. You start from Magen Avos. Ad Zechil Maase Bereshis Bilvad. Only that. And you don't say the next paragraph. Elokeinu Elokei Avos say. Okay. Chav Beis. And that's what the congregation does. They don't do the first paragraph. They don't do the last paragraph. Below chasima chasima. Kirka takona hida is what shashlech tzibur yivarcha. So the main decree is that the chazan should say it. And it wasn't said for individuals at all. Okay, nira pasha seems obvious. Shemash nogim be'ezim akoma shashlech tzibur omer b'kol rom ad kone shemayim v'aretz. That's what you find in certain places that the chazan says loudly. The first paragraph, Baruch Ata Hashem, Konei Shema Aretz, V'achach Omer B'lachas, then he says it silently, Lo Yofay Mosin, that's not correct. Because really this whole bracha was only for the chazan. The congregation is kind of muscled in a little bit. Ella, but we say if the congregation wants to say the middle part, they can. Ella, achar, shesimu, hakol, after the congregation is finished, Yaskilhu Magen Avos B'kol Rom. He should start Magen Avos out loud. So that is an important thing. Not every shul people are as particular on this halacha. But that's the way it should be. So that when the chazan repeats, he begins from Magen Avos, not from the middle. Some siddurim have the middle of that paragraph. Main ha-brochos. That's where he starts. That's not correct, according to Mishnah Berurah. You have the chazan say it all out loud. And what we are doing, we're indulging the congregation to get one paragraph in. But really, the whole thing was just for the chazan to say it. Let's see the Piskei Tshuva on that. And it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah's wording, if you look carefully in Sifkat and Chaf, he says, and when this chazan is marech ba, I don't know how your English translates. He's extending it. He's saying it long. I don't know what your English says. Got three guys in English. No one's telling me anything.
He would take time saying it so people takes would be time. Able to complete
so what does that mean, takes time? It means chazonis. Right? It's not just saying. I mean, you know, a lot of, you know, taking time. So, okay, you could say nowadays, you know, that the kana wasn't taken away, but we didn't have to necessarily go long. Anyway, now, therefore, interesting, it was, we don't say it on a Yom Tov night. Why don't we say it on a Yom Tov night? L'chor, you'd think it'd be the same thing.
That's the next halacha.
I know, but... You know, we don't say it. So that's the question. Why? But the Mishnah Berurah already gave us the reason. Shouldn't that reason apply on Yom Tov? So he says, because Friday night, there's more mazikin out there, gemorim psachim, or there's more danger because the dead people, they come to the shul within the 12 months, okay, whatever. And also there's a mazel. The mazel of Mars is very strong on Friday nights. Okay. So there's something particularly dangerous about a Friday night, but not on a Yontif. And that's just push-up shot. But we know whenever the rabbis say something, there's deep ideas, but they've enclosed it in pshat. And based on the Kabbalah of the Rizal, Rizal says that this Me'ein Sheva is mamish like Chazar Sashatz, and that's why we'll see later on the Shulchan Aruch seems to go in that direction. So, and you'll see later on, he's going to say maybe your Yotzei, even your Mar of prayer, by listening to this Me'ein Sheva. If you're an ignorant person, just by hearing this, maybe your Yotzei, your Mar of. That's expression of the Rambam. And it's like Chazar Sashatz. Okay. So, I'm not sure how that makes a difference in Shabbos and Yontif. But anyway, therefore, there are those who write that the Chazan bends his knees when he says the Bracha Me'ein Sheva, like we bend the beginning of Baruch Atah Hashem, the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's what you're supposed to do. The Chazan bends Baruch Atah Hashem. I mean, at least see me do that, right? And you say it standing, and the Chazan's not allowed to interrupt for anything that he hears, you know, until the end of the bracha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it has to be done loudly, the whole thing, like Chazar Sashatz. And you wait at Mogen Avos until the congregation says their paragraph, and then he begins with a loud voice, Mogen Avos. There are those who are not particular saying it out loud from the Gemara Avos. So there are those who want to judge them favorably and also many do not bow down in the beginning. Okay, so there's different customs. But clearly the best, so you're going to see some people who don't bow down to say it. There's some people who don't say the whole thing out loud. But although there are those who do that, because there's some who says, for example, it's not really Chazor Sashatz. Because Chazor Sashatz was established to discharge the Gadol Zeh. No. While this main Sheva is more of a Takana, the main Takana was not for that because of the Mazikim. Okay. Okay. Anyway. He also wants to point out it's proper that if somebody had not davened with the congregation by mistake, it was beyond his control, he doesn't, so therefore he should say this Me'ein Sheva without the bracha before the bracha after and say it standing up. Okay. Now, you have to be careful. When he finishes the first paragraph, Konei Shemai Varetz, you don't say Amen, because it continues all the way until the end. If you would say Amen to that, there'd be an Amen Levatala. He doesn't bring anybody that says, you say Baruch Hu Shemo, which, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, I don't know why. You're supposed to say Baruch Hu, I mean, you hear Baruch Atah Hashem. Why would you not say the congregation should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? All right, moving on to Sif Tes. Yom Tov Shcholios B'Shabbos, when Yom Tov comes out on Friday night, Ein Amaskir Shel Yom Tov B'Baruch Me'ein Sheva. You don't mention the Yom Tov part of the Me'ein Sheva. See, that was not the case we're talking about, Sam. The Peace Kitchen was asking, why don't we say it on just a regular Yom Tov on a Tuesday night? Okay, now he's talking about a Yom Tov on a Friday night where you are saying, well, we're going to see. We don't say Yom Tov in this bracha, but you do say the Me'ein Sheva. You just don't say Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim V'Hashabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. We don't do that. Mishnah Berurah Eina Masker Ki Lo Tiknu El B'Shabbos. They only established it for Shabbos where there's a lot of demons, and not on Yom Tov, where there aren't demons, etc. Afilu b'Shabbos ein achova mitzad adin. Even on Shabbos, you really don't have to. Rak tiknua mishum sum. We only did it because of dangers. Umad talking tikkun. Whatever they established, they established. Vein lahosiv, you don't add what they established. Establish it for Friday nights. Period. They didn't establish anything for Yontif, so you don't have to worry about it. Okay, now, Piskei Tshuva adds, what about Pesach that comes out, first night of Pesach comes out on Friday night? We don't say B'yein Sheva, and now you know the reason now. Since the whole reason was because of demons, but since Pesach is a Leil Shimurim, Hashem protects you, so therefore you don't have to worry about that. Also, if Friday night that is in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, they don't say HaKel HaKadosh, but you say HaMelech HaKadosh. And if you made a mistake, you don't go back on that one. You don't repeat. Achaz made a mistake on Yontif that came out on Shabbos. Well, it's a mistake. It doesn't say. And after, let's say he forgot to say it, and he just said Kaddish Tiskabel. He went right from the silence from Esrei, went right into Kaddish, and didn't say Magen Avos. Then you say afterwards the Mi'ein Sheva, and then you say Kaddish Tiskabel again, because the Mi'ein Sheva is like Chazar Sashatz. So remember, after every Chazar Sashatz, we say the Kaddish Tiskabel Tzolozon. You should accept our prayer. Every Shmona Esrei has to have sooner or later a full Kaddish said afterwards. The Kaddish Tiskabel has to be, because you said a Shmona Esrei and the Kaddish Tiskabel says accept our prayers. So if by mistake you said Kaddish Tiskabel and you didn't say the main Sheva, I don't know why he's only made, why he mentions Mesek on Yontif. We Mesek on Friday night, it should be the same thing. For whatever reason he didn't say it, then you'd say a second Kaddish. You'd say it, and then a second Kaddish Tiskabel. Okay. That's that. Yud. Ein omrim brocha achas mein sheva beveis chasonim vavelim. You don't make this bracha, main sheva, when you're in a house of where there's a chassan or where there's a mourner. There's no reason to worry about demons. Meaning you're in a shiva house, no one's left the house, you're davening in the house. If you have a minyan, the custom is to go to shul. But if they don't go to shul for whatever reason, they're davening in the house, you don't say it. Same thing, a marriage house where they're all davening together, not going to shul. I mean, it's interesting. He doesn't get, you know, same would be if you're just davening in your house. You make a minyan in your house. Now, he's not bringing that because you're not supposed to make a minyan in your house, Tamazoy. We're talking about Beis Ovel. Okay. If the guy doesn't even want to go out on Shabbos. Okay, a house of a chosen. There's reasons. But Tamazoy, he doesn't bring it down because you're not supposed to daven in a house, Tamazoy. But should that be the case anyway? Or we'll see other types of examples. In other words, when you're not davening in a shul, that's the real halacha. So let's say you're going on a retreat and you're going to a hotel.
We said not to say Magen Avos.
Yeah, you know.
But he doesn't bring it here, right? Anywhere.
Well, he is. He's saying it here when you're in a Beis Chasanim. That's you're not in a shul. It's interesting, because at that Gouda convention, they did say it. And that was not really a shul. Okay, anyway, a couple things they did at that convention I didn't like, but I'm not going to say anything. Big rabbis there, I'm not going to say anything there. Okay, but clearly there's no reason there. Mishnah Berurah Beveis Chasanim, what does that mean? Chav Dalet. Perish. We're davening in their house with a minion in honor of the chosen, but it's not a regular place of davening. All right. Kolshkin, all the more so, here it is. Olsen, she was following the program with me, for those who on occasion would daven, have a minion in their house. Avol, but it doesn't have to be Dafka basic nesses. If you have a kvias for a number of days, The Yesh Sefer Torah Etzlam. And they have a Sefer Torah. Aha. Ukamo Biyaridim, like by the fairs. Domalabes HaKnesses Kavua. It's like a permanent shul. Vaimrim, and there you would say it. Okay. All right, what about, how's that different than a Shiva house? Because Shiva house, you're there for a week. And you're laning there too. We don't make a difference. That's an interesting question. Okay, so it could be at the Gura convention. They definitely had a Sefer Torah. And they did lane three times. Because they had two minchas. And there is a number. So I guess if you're davening the whole Shabbos. Interesting. Is he saying that as a... as if you go to the fair. Okay, so it could be maybe in a hotel, if you're bringing a safer tour, doing all those things, maybe you would. Okay. Chafches Deleka Taima. Okay, so when you're in the Chas, there's no reason to do it. Umumakam Shinogahama, and in a place where the customs they do say it even in a house. Ein Limchas Biyarim. You don't have to protest. So, since he's saying the main reason for the kana doesn't apply nowadays anyway, we still say it. We say it in the shul, even though it doesn't apply. So, if it doesn't apply, so even it doesn't apply by our house. Like, why not? It's the whole thing doesn't apply anymore. We're doing it to remember it. So, if you do it in your house, okay. So, it doesn't apply either, but do it to remember it. That's what the Bogan Vram writes in the name of the Radvaz. Of all prima garden. The fact was that people are not so sure about that. Avi Suffolk Bracha Vatola. Whoa. That's right. It's a Suffolk Bracha Levatola. So who wants to go further than they should go in that case? Sif Yud. Let's see what the Piskechu has to say on that. Okay, he's talking about these fears. All right, it's like a Bicek Knesses. And there was a set place to daven. Like they daven. So okay, but if there's not a set place for davening, even though it's a Sefer Torah, you don't say Mein Sheva. If the place is set for davening, there are those who write. Even without a Sefer Torah, you'd make a Mein Sheva, even though it's not normally there for weekday, just for Shabbos's. And some are lenient. If you just establish it from our friend, let's say you have a Friday night minion. If it's a steady Friday night minion, Shtibel minion, okay, even though it's not proper to do that, but if you do it, it's steady, so then you'd say it. But if it's not a set minion, let's say a Bali Simcha, who are making their own minion, in it, let's say you're at a party hall, and let's say there's a Sheva Brachas place in the party hall. So listen, we'll meet in the party hall, we'll daven Marav there. Right? You shouldn't say this, but you could say without a bracha before and without a bracha afterwards. You could just say the middle paragraph, Magen Avos. Okay, in Yerushalayim, the custom is from a long time to say the Me'ein Sheva, even in a not regular minyan, even though there's no Sefer Torah. But some say a regular minyan does need it in Yerushalayim. You don't need to have a Sefer Torah. Because your slime is holy enough. Okay? So it's coming out that the main thing is if you got a steady minion on a Friday night, you could say if it's steady. And also, if you're establishing this for the weekend, this is the shul. So therefore, it's interesting. If you go to a hotel for a weekend, you say this is the room we're designated as the shul from Friday night till Sunday morning. You could, again, not everybody agrees with this, and this is a Suffolk Bracha Levatol. So, I don't know. Now, let's say there's many minions in a shul, still you'd say this Bracha. The ones who are early minion, the late minion, still say it. Okay, etc. Interesting, the Arizal says this is an obligation to say Mein Sheva. Remember, We gave the revealed reason, because people in the field. According to that Rizal, no, you're supposed to say Chazaras HaShatz. This is the Chazaras HaShatz. There's nothing to do with being in the field. So if it has nothing to do with being in the field, then you should always say it. As long as you have a minion, wherever you are. It doesn't matter if it's an established minion or not, or if you have a Sefer Torah. According to Rizal. But that, again, it's against the revealed Shulchan Aruch. So you shouldn't pasken that, except for those who do everything based on the Kabbalah, the Rizal. So if you're Hasidish, then you would do that. All right? Now, what if the entire congregation, or most of them, they're davening in the house and not in the shul, for whatever reason. Let's say they're remodeling the shul, and the whole shul has gone to somebody's house. Everyone says, under those circumstances, say me ain't Sheva, because then I guess you still have the other logical reason fits in. Although I don't know. He says that. All right, fine. Yud Aleph. Af b'Shavas she'achar Yontif. Ah, what about Shabbos after Yontif? Yontif is Thursday, Friday. It's coming up this year, guys. This next high holidays is all the 3-day Yontifs. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, etc. 3-day Yontifs. So, okay. So now, Friday night is really Shabbos by itself. It's not Yontif, but Yontif is rolling into it. So in that, Omrim Bracha Me'ein Sheva. One second. Well, you don't have the concern people coming late. No one can come late because it's after Yom Tov. Who's coming late? Right? Right. Still in all, Omrim Bracha Me'ein Sheva. You still say it. Interesting. Is there Mr. Burr on that?
No.
No. And there's no Piskei Tshuva. Moving on. Yud Beis. Ein l'daber b'shosh omer v'yechulu. You're not supposed to speak during v'yechulu. V'lo b'shosh omer shliach tzivah bracha me'ein sheva. And not during the bracha me'ein sheva. Mishnah Berurah ein l'daber. Batur b'shem sefer chasidim. You have to bring this famous story in the tour. Ma'ase b'chasidecha. The story of one chasid sh'ra'a l'chasidecha. He saw another chasid after he died. Perish Bachelon, he saw him in a dream, and he saw that the dead person, upon of Morikos, his face was green. Looked like a sick color. Right? Like it's a sign of a sad person. Amr Lama Panach Morikos, why is your face green? Amr Lineshi, how you see Medaber Vechulu Bishashar Tsibur Oimrim Mogain Avos. I was speaking in Shul when the congregation was doing what they were doing, and I wasn't saying it with them. And when the Chazan was saying Magen Avos, I was schmoozing. Will be Iskadal, and also during the Kaddish, I didn't pay attention. Ad Kam Lashono, scary stuff. Cannot talk then. People think, oh, you could talk. You can't. Okay. Piskei Tshuva. And he's emphasizing this with the story. Yeah. In the Sefer Chasidim itself, the exact story is that he was speaking between Vayechulu and Magen Avos. He said Vayechulu, but very quickly, not together with the congregation, and then he had time to talk. Okay? That's what he's saying. I didn't say it with them. And I was speaking when the Chazan was saying the Ein Sheva, and when saying Kaddish. And I didn't pay attention. I didn't give ear to hear it with kavana. Okay, so you have to be careful from speaking. Even when you also this, you be careful not to speak from the finish of Shmon Esrei till you start Vayechulu. And especially Chazans, be careful. So you don't talk at all. You finish Shmon Esrei, just don't talk till davening's over. Finished. You know, and that'd be the safest way out.